I just really felt compelled to continue the series on, and I'm really going to continue it on next Sunday and finish it up before Dan comes. And it's just kind of to lead us. I just really felt the Lord pressing me to teach about this because, you know, it is the key part of our life as believers. Living that life filled with the Holy Spirit, keeping our minds set on the things of the Spirit instead of the things of the world, putting to death the things of the flesh. These are things that will build our character as Christians. It will grow your faith when we keep our minds set on the things from above and keeping our focus on the one who we serve. And the one that keeps that together, the one that binds all that together is the Holy Spirit in our lives. That's like the glue that keeps us united with the body of Christ. Does that make sense to you? It really is. It's the key source of our power. It's our key source of our communication. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight is being led by the Spirit. And that word being led by the Spirit is not something that we're in control of. We should be led by the Holy Spirit, not lead the Holy Spirit, right? So that's you know, a lot of times we want to lead our lives. And, well, now Jess is here. She can sing now. No, she says, it's good to see you, Jess. So, you know, we need to keep that in mind. You know, we want to be in control of things. And the fleshly side of our life tells us that we are in control. But in order to be led by the Holy Spirit, we have to let the Holy Spirit lead. And so tonight we're going to talk about it. Romans 8, 14. We've been looking at Romans chapter 8. And in the book of Romans, verse 14. Chapter 8, verse 14. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, Lord. Lord, I just ask for you to remove anything from me that may hinder your word from being spoken. Lord, open up our hearts tonight, Lord. Open up our minds. Clear them. Clear all the thoughts, Lord, so that we can receive everything and learn from you. Lord, let us learn from your word tonight. I praise you and I thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So this, this life that Paul talks about, for all who are led by the Spirit are sons of God, that's several passages refer to the Holy Spirit witnessing directly to our spirit. Romans chapter 8, 15 and 17, and in chapter 8, 26 and 27, they talk about that. And then also the word in Peter, chapter or 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, and in 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17. I know that's a lot to spit out there, and Vernon was asking me earlier about, I have a lot of scripture, but all of them are in reference to what Paul is talking about, being led by the Spirit here. And so all these prove, Paul is consistent with his writings. When you read his writings, he's consistent with what he says. And he talks to all the churches when he writes his letters. With that, you know, I want you to have that in mind. And we shouldn't hesitate to consider that the Holy Spirit directs our lives in very specific ways. And that this is all a part of what it means to be led by the Spirit. Being led by the Spirit through God's Word assumes that we are saturating ourselves in the Word. We have to saturate ourselves in the things of God. And that word saturate, that means it becomes completely through us. You know, do you ever think about that? It's not just on top of us. You know, it's just not like our clothes that is on top. It's part of us. It's all the way through us. It's in us, right? So to be saturated in the things, I'm gonna lose my spot here, of being led by the Spirit through God. The scripture tells us that we can ask for increase of wisdom. over the things that we do not understand. God promises to give us this when we ask in faith. And James talks about that in chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. The Holy Spirit moves us in our spirit as we move through decisions in life. As we make decisions in life and as we need help in life, the Holy Spirit is there to lead and guide and direct us. And, you know, God's children are secure in Him even when they are not as responsive. In other words, what I'm trying to say is sometimes we're not always doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're not always living the life that we're supposed to be, even though we're a believer, and even though, you know, we believe, sometimes we get away from keeping our main focus on the main thing. In other words, keeping the main thing the main thing. Sometimes we're focused on other things, and we kind of get drawn away, and we're not praying like we should, and we're not studying like we should, and we're not doing those things like we're supposed to, and our focus, our minds are not set completely on this because we're kind of drifting back and forth between things. But even when we're there, is what I'm trying to say. Even when we're there, the Holy Spirit is still there. He still wants to guide and direct you in your life, but sometimes we're just not listening, and we're not being led by the Spirit. He's always there for every believer. Since the day you were saved, the Holy Spirit was always there. And even for some before, that prevenient grace, He was there before you were even saved, wooing you, wanting you, calling you to come to Him. And now He says, you know, let me lead you, let me guide you, and I'll make your life. No, He wants to make our lives better if we'll just let Him. And so, the Christian, I say, who neglects the spiritual disciplines, and that's what I'm talking about. When we stop disciplining ourselves to read, because it is that. We don't like to be disciplined, but it takes an effort. It is a disciplined life when we have to take time to read our Bible. We have to take time to pray. You know, and it is. It's a discipline. It's just like exercise. It's like many other things that we do in our life. It's a discipline that we have to apply to our life. And that word discipline always seems to be a negative thing, you know, since we were little, you know. But really, it's there for our benefit. Just like when we discipline our children, it's for their benefit because that we love them. God does the same for us. You know, in our minds, it's hard for us to comprehend all these things. And, you know, I was saying the Christian who neglects the spiritual disciplines, you know, sometimes that gives an avenue for doubts to arise in your life. And I've even known people who doubted their salvation. And it's a perfect place for when we start pulling away from being led by the Spirit, it's a perfect time for the devil, for Satan, to start his work. And he's always there. He's always ready. He's always waiting for that time when you're at your lowest, that time when you're not really listening and you're out doing, you know, you understand what I'm saying? That's when he's there and he's ready. He wants to take you away from God. And he'll do whatever it takes, but he waits. He's patient. He waits for those times. And that's when he starts planting those seeds of doubt, planting those seeds in your mind that will corrupt you, that will, give you seeds of uncertainty, in other words. And those things get planted in your mind and then they start to grow. But when you're being led by the Spirit, if you keep your mind set on the things of the Spirit, those things will, you know, He helps us and keeps us from those things happening, in other words. You know, we cannot comprehend how the Spirit leads us, so, you know, we can't fully understand the supernatural works that God does a lot of times. We don't get it. We don't understand it. And Paul says, you know, Paul didn't even understand it. You know, he said, we see through a glass, a dark glass here, a glass darkly. But he says, once we see him face to face, then we'll understand everything then. But here, you know, we have to live by faith. And how we live by faith is being led by the Holy Spirit. It keeps us strong in our faith. He seeks our willing obedience. It is when we are genuinely submissive to Him that our Lord supernaturally reshapes and redirects our will into conformity with His will, and we become more like Him. But it's when we are obedient to Him, and like I said, it's when we surrender ourselves to Him, it's when we submit to Him and say that I'm not in control any longer, I'm not leading anymore, the Holy Spirit is leading me. He is the one that leads me. He is the one that guides me and directs me in my life. And we have to listen to that. When the Holy Spirit leads us, He does so by making us sensitive to issues and situations. You know, there's things that happen in our life, things that we do that we realize immediately that goes against what God's will is because of the Holy Spirit makes those things sensitive to us. We realize that. That's how He leads us. He leads us. Oh, you know, I mean, He guides and directs our lives that way when we're listening to Him. We know when we've done something wrong, or when we're you know, you ever get that feeling like, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do this. Well, that's the Holy Spirit saying, hey, you probably shouldn't do it. You know, there's a reason. Maybe it's not something horribly bad, but for whatever reason, the Holy Spirit's saying, listen, if you do this, it's going to make this happen. And if this happens, it's going to make this happen. If this happens, it's going to make this happen. You can't see that, but I know. So don't do that. You know, the Holy Spirit even told Paul, he said, the Holy Spirit spoke to Paul and said, you know, if you go to that city, they're going to beat you. They're gonna do these things to you. And Paul said, well, I've got to go anyway because that's what the Lord wants me to do. But the Holy Spirit spoke to Paul. You know, thinking about that, it should be encouraging to that the Holy Spirit can take action in our lives. You know, we need to be ready to make decisions based on the Scripture, solely upon biblically grounded Scripture. And when we think that something is wrong, if we can back it up with the Scripture, then we know that it's right. You know, and that's how come it's so important for us to read and study. If we have doubts about something and we can find it in the Scripture, and whether it's right or wrong, that's where we know that it is truly coming from the Holy Spirit. That we're not being led astray. So we need to be mindful of that. It corrects us when we're wrong. It leads us into the right path. Then when He brings our wrongdoings, of which we are unaware of sometimes, in Psalms 139 and 23 and Philippians 3:15 talks about that. It prompts us to speak to someone in need sometimes. And will you be ready and available at that time? He puts people in our lives, you know, and we may be the one that brings that person to salvation because of not only how we live our life, this life of holiness, people watching us and how we live and how we act and how we talk and how we're alert to the things of above and how we, you know, how we operate. Amen. You know, to me, it's a reality. It's reality. This is, you know, it's not something that, it's not a story. It's not a made up thing. This is a real thing to me. And it should be to every believer. It should be something real. And, I mean, we should all. you know, I encourage that. Just be confident that that God has already prepared. I will say this as I'm closing. You know, God puts people in our lives, and I think when He puts somebody in our life, that prevenient grace, those things that He goes out before, God goes out before us, and He puts those people, and He's already prepared them for something. And it may be your word. It may be the thing that you say, led by the Holy Spirit. See, it's not really what you're saying, because even Jesus told him, He said, don't worry about what to say. Remember He told His disciples? He said, don't worry about what to say. He said, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say. I'll tell you what to say. So don't worry about what to say. If you have keep prayed up and you keep studied up and you read your scripture and you keep your mind set on the things above, you don't have to worry about what to say, because the Holy Spirit will say it for you when you're being led by the Spirit. You can have confidence in that. You can have confidence in that. God uses us in the lives of others. And I believe that, and confidently expects, you know, we should expect that in our lives. We should. We should expect that in our lives. So I encourage you, you know, saturate yourselves in the Word. Pray. Make those things a discipline in your life. Take time. Take time to be alert and attentive to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you.